What's up, everybody? Kyle the intern here, and welcome to today's daily podcast. And we have a lot of content for you today. First off, due to the weather today, the guys will talk about how John will freeze at the Salvation Army kickoff event later today. After that, Dave talks about not only deer season, but also what it's like to sing as a drummer performing. After that, the guys talk about things that they hide from their relatives when they come over, or things they put out so their relatives won't notice they were gone in the first place. Song Stories is after that with a little Can't Stand Losing You talk. The cold is clearly bothering the guys today because they continue to talk about it and some of the contests that they may or may not have miscounted on. After that, they get into their own shower thoughts plus listeners' ones as well. People Magazine also just released their Sexiest Man Alive. Find out who that was and the guy's take on it. And finally, you guessed it again, more about how John will freeze later today. So here it is, today's Daily Podcast.
You know, it is just my luck.
Oh, yes. The first thing I said to him after hi today, I do not envy you.
Right. Got your fur coat?
I got my shearling, that's for sure. Today's the day of the kickoff of the Salvation Army's, red bucket thing.
Right.
And I'm there and I'm hosting the kickoff. And of course, every year when we do this, we used to do it inside Liberty Place. Nice, warm, people all around. Uh-huh. Right? You want something to drink, you want something to eat, it's all right there. All right. No, let's do it outdoors. So last year we did it on Temple's campus, coldest day in November last year. And today we're doing it in front of the Bourse, coldest day of the year last year.
Nice.
To this year.
Enjoy. Right,
this is going to be insane.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
I was just asking Dave about, because the other day you were planning on putting your tree stand up, but you didn't get around to it. When does hunting season start here in Pennsylvania?
Day after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
All right. But you're just rifle shooting, right?
Correct.
You're just rifle hunting.
Yeah, and in Bucks County, it must be a shotgun.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of houses.
Okay.
They don't take kindly to regular.
What about muzzle loaders? Can you use muzzle loaders?
Oh, yeah. I used to do that.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
mid-October.
Okay.
I don't like to do that without backup.
All right. Yeah. Well, there's a good reason to have backup. Check out this guy. 66-year-old Thomas Alexander shot a buck hunting with a muzzle loader. And when he went to inspect his kill, the deer got up and attacked him.
See, what? That's why.
Yeah. All right. He suffered puncture wounds and was transported to a hospital where he later died.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
Score one for the deer. Jeez.
Right. Experts recommend that hunters wait at least 30 minutes after shooting a deer before approaching it.
Well, I wouldn't go that crazy.
Yeah,
but if you have a muzzle loader,
right.
It's not a red coat.
Well, you can imagine. you can imagine what it's like. You're out there, all of a sudden, the deer.
Sure.
I mean, you want to call somebody.
Oh, yes. Who is this? This is the ambulance emergency line. Do you have an emergency?
I need a ambulance.
Who is this?
Joe.
Okay. Oh, where do you need us?
I'm in a phone booth.
Okay. What's the address there?
Hold on.
Okay, sir, did you call through 911?
No.
Okay, Joe, I need a location. What street are you on?
I'm in a motherfucking phone booth at the stop and go. Yeah, I'm at the... That's it. I'm at the motherfucking stop and go. Wait a minute. Huff... What's the motherfucking street? Huff Smith, Corville, and something. At the motherfucking stop and go.
Huff Smith, Corville, and what?
Hold on. Yo. How about, let me see. Coffee. There you go. I'm in the motherfucking phone booth. Let me tell you what. I'm going down the motherfucking road, driving my car, minding my own goddamn business, and a motherfucking deer jumped out and hit my car.
Okay, sir, are you injured?
Now, let me tell you. I get out and pick the motherfucking deer up. I thought he's dead. I put the motherfucking deer in my back seat, and I'm driving down the motherfucking road and minding my own business. The motherfucking woke up and bit me in the back of my goddamn neck, and he bit me and it done kicked the shit out of my car. I'm in the motherfucking phone booth. The deer bit me in the neck. A big motherfucking dog came up and bit me in the leg. I hit him with the motherfucking tire iron, and I stabbed him. I stabbed him with my knife, so I got a hurt leg, and the motherfucking deer bit me in the neck. And the deer and the dog won't let me out of the motherfucking phone booth because he wants the deer. Now, who gets the deer, me or the dog?
Okay, sir, are you injured?
Yeah, a motherfucking deer bit me in the neck.
Hold on.
The motherfucking dog is biting me. Hold on. God damn it, get out of here. Hold on. The motherfucking dog is biting my ass. Hold on.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
For song stories this morning coming up at 7:10, singing and drumming can be difficult. Did you sing when you were a rock and roll band guy?
I did.
You did?
I took singing lessons, believe it or not.
Really?
With this guy that was doing a bunch of American Idol folks at the time in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
And I was always desperate. He was like, yeah, I have some big celebrities, but he would never reveal who.
What, was it difficult to sing?
Incredibly difficult.
Right, sing and play at the same time?
I thought it was bunk.
But it's
part of my job. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like strumming a guitar is one thing, but, you know, playing drums, nah.
Yes.
That's exactly. Actually work.
Yeah. Good for a note here or there.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
You know, with Thanksgiving on its way and all of the holidays, for that matter, a lot of people come into your house, whether you want them to or not.
Yeah.
Right? And it is very possible. I'm curious because I was thinking about this morning. My mother-in-law passed away some time ago. And at one point, she gave me what has got to be, because she knows what a dog lover I am, mm-hmm. and I'm a big dog lover, too. Right? And she was a big dog lover, too. And, well, she gave me this pillow with two of the ugliest dogs you could ever find on it. Neither one of them any breed that Lisa and I have ever owned.
Why?
All right. She thought it was a nice gift. All right. So she gave us this pillow, and I would just, I hated it. I just hated it. I didn't want to tell her it was a nice thought and all that stuff. So the only time the pillow ever came out was when she came to the house. Right? You know?
Oh my
now, God. I have to assume there are people on the other side of the spectrum as well who there's something that they have in the house, and they don't want relatives to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
You know? Not, and I'm not talking about bedroom stuff necessarily, but, you know, maybe your relatives are more than willing to walk into your bedroom. I don't know.
My wife and I take down our huge oil painting of President Trump, typically, when relatives visit.
Nice.
Just to be nice. Don't want to start anything. I mean, take it down.
Steve, you got anything?
I had an aunt who would always give us this old tchotchke stuff that they would get at different events they'd go to. We don't need it. The kid doesn't play with it. It doesn't look great. So we'll put it out if we know she's coming over.
Right.
If you noticed the other day, you probably didn't notice it was out because that aunt was there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
And she might be listening right now.
Yep.
Right.
I thought it was adorable.
So I can't believe that I'm alone or Steve's alone. So come on. You know, what do you show it? Do you hide it? What is it? I mean, you can imagine. I mean, remember Christian Finnegan, the comedian Christian
Turn
Finnegan?
Turn off that lamp.
That's what it came from. It came from his mother-in-law, somebody gave him the ugliest lamp on the planet, right? And they would never keep it out, but when she came over, out of the closet it came.
Nice.
Right there on the coffee table or wherever it was, side table in the living room. So 215-263-WMGK. Do you show it? Do you hide it? What do you do with it? We want to know what it is. Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Do you have a show or hide thing? You know, the holidays coming.
Yes,
is this
I
something
do.
That you drag out or hide from relatives when they come over?
Well, it kind of became a family joke. It's this candy cane that's made out of pine cones that were painted gold and it had white poinsettias on it.
Okay.
And my aunt thought it was the most beautiful thing ever. So it started to become like a gotcha at Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
My sister and I would pass it back and forth. And whoever had it had to display it so our aunt could see it. But it was the ugliest thing ever. And one time attached it to the front of her car, and she was driving around with this ugly thing on the front of her car for like a week before she realized that it was there.
Okay, so for everybody else, maybe there's something in your house that you only bring out when the relative is coming over, or maybe there's something that you put away because you don't want the relatives to see. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo!
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by the all-new Barbera on the Blue Boulevard. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess. Can't Stand Losing You was never a big release for the Police, but it was a big song for them on stage. It was a song that they would always open with, or sometime during the course of the show they would get to, and it took a lot out of everybody. All right, Stuart Copeland had something to say, because it's a kind of speedy song, especially when you get to the end where all the I can'ts are.
Okay.
Right? Well, here's what Stuart had to say about that song.
We used to open the set with that one for a while. It's one of those tunes that was just real fun to play, just because it's an easy rhythm and the audience would pick up on the end. You know, I can't. And Andy and I used to sing it, and occasionally we'd hear the recordings of the things where our vocals are too loud, and you hear Andy and I gasping, I can't. I find it hard to breathe, sing, and to play drums at the same time.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette! Remember yesterday, the temperatures kept dropping and dropping during the course of the show? Today, it's just sitting there at 25. It knows. But the weather gods know that I have to work outside today.
Looks windy. Right? But the sun shines at your heels,
looks windy,
John.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I will have the sunshine.
You always have that.
Right? You know, but today is the Red Kettle kickoff for the Salvation Army, and I'm hosting their big event in front of the Bourse. So if you're in Center City, join us down there at noon today. That would be great. And I know Dunkin' Donuts is going to be out there handing out donuts and coffee. Hearst Chips is going to be there, too. And hopefully maybe you could drop off a buck or two to help the Salvation Army. But sunny, breezy, and cold today with the temperature going all the way up to 36 degrees. Wow, it's going to get 11 degrees.
There's a good chance you'll be in the shade, too. Nice shady, blocked by a building, hopefully.
No, it's out front. I know exactly where it is. I'll be in the sunshine all the time. So screw you.
I'm going to go build a building right now. Scaffolding!
With my luck, there is scaffolding. All right. By the way, there is an announcement we have to make for those of you looking forward to Classic Rock Concentration. It's over.
Yeah.
Well, it's over because the geniuses who put this show on each and every day came into the week believing for some stupid reason that we had 5 trips left. And, you know, and with the way people were playing, we're usually getting like 1 winner a day, right? You know, why don't we just play twice a day? We only had 4 trips left, and 4 people won them in the first 2 days.
Yeah, so, we got a little overzealous.
Sorry about that. It was our big dub moment. We were counting on taking this to Friday, but hey, you know what? We gave out 15 trips to Universal Orlando Resort.
5 more than we've ever done before.
Yeah, it is.
And I think that's probably what threw us off.
Yeah, it probably
that's
is.
That's the story, and we're sticking to it.
Say no more.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy. Zip it.
MGK.
Coming up at 8:10 this morning, we're going to get the shower thoughts, those things that you think about in the shower, questions that come up that you never ask anybody other than yourself. You can text them on into us to MGK, MGK, that's 645-645. I can't wait on this one. This one is just too brilliant to just let it slide on past. This game, I don't have a name on this one yet. We haven't called them back. Being a millennial is like joining a game of Monopoly when every property already has a hotel on it. Oh, wow.
Ironically, we killed the board game industry, too.
Right. Yeah, you did that as well. Right. But if you've got one, text them into us to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. But it is time once again. I got to tell you, you could tell we haven't done this a while because we've got great shower thoughts this morning. Good music going. Turn the shower on, would you? All right, let's start off with this one from Mike in Roxborough. Bears have it figured out. They eat everything they want, sleep through the entire winter depression, and then wake up skinny.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Steve?
Chuck in Doylestown. It must have been very important for Power Rangers to call Tommy the White Ranger instead of the White Power Ranger.
Oh, man. I'm not going to top that one. But Joanne from Yardley says, a calendar is a non-perishable, non-food item that has an expiration date. Think about it.
Steve in Havertown went with, cheaper than dirt is a weird expression, considering how much land could cost.
Dude. Peter in Cherry Hill, if you pee in your dream and actually wet your bed, that's technically a dream come true.
Michelle from Wayne chimes in and says, crepes and tortillas have the same relationship as donuts and bagels.
Yeah. Whoa. Makes sense. Wow. It makes sense. Lisa, Northeast Philly, as an adult, sometimes not being invited to an event is more exciting than being invited to an
the
event.
The older you get.
That sounds like something my wife would say.
Mm-hmm. Mayfair, and we find Ken. We have the iPad Air, Kindle Fire, Google Earth. All we need is the Microsoft Water and all the elements.
Captain Planet. Ryan from Chalfont says, the difference between a revolution and a rebellion is which side wins.
And lastly this morning, Derek from Hatfield says, the five-second rule doesn't apply when you have a two-second dog.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
I guess you're all excited that they have finally announced People's Sexiest Man Alive.
I am. They had the photo shoot yesterday at my house.
Yeah, they did?
Yep.
Right. If you have not heard, John Legend is the People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive.
What?
Yep, that's the truth, right? Although he is taking it in stride. He says he told the magazine, everyone's going to be picking on me apart to see to say I'm not sexy enough to hold this title. He goes, and by the way, following Idris Elba is not fair, right? So I guess he's got a point there. But
Sexiest man alive. Who was the editorial board for this? A bunch of gay men?
Here's the deal.
Right. Just reuse some of the old people.
Right.
They're still sexy. If they've won before, they're probably the right people. I should be this man. It's John Legend. I mean, come on.
Right. His wife, Christy Teigen, is that how she's
called? Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. Teigen. Chrissy Teigen. Right. Was a little less humble about it. She said, quote, my secret is out. I fulfilled my dream of boning People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DiBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
26 degrees out there right now.
It looks warm, John.
Yeah, I know it looks warm.
I'm looking
so forward to being there for the kickoff for the kettle event for the Salvation Army today. Ooh, yes. Telling you, last year I was all bundled up, but I was like in a top coat and just like regular slacks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing, and it was freezing. It was absolutely, I thought the top coat would work like a big old blanket around me. No. And I'm sorry, there isn't a pair of gloves on this planet that really keep my hands warm.
Right. Or fit them, considering they're ham hands. By the way, you should stick your tongue on the kettle today, just for fun.
Just
go on Instagram Live.
It's
give
fiber.
It a lick.
It's fiberglass.
Nah, crap. Find a pole. Curses.
All right. So, but I will be out there in front of the Boris, along with tons of people from TV and radio. We're all going to lend a hand to get this thing kicked off the kettle. Because, the guys at the Bells, they start this weekend. Mm-hmm. They're going to be everywhere. So hopefully you could support the Salvation Army.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.